My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
Thank you, Lord. I praise you for this offering. I thank you, Lord. I praise you for all those that have been giving. I pray that you would bless them abundantly, that you would prosper them, and that they would be in good health. Lord God, I pray, Father God, your hedge of protection around them. In Jesus' name, that you would keep the enemy from them. Keep the enemy from their finances. Keep them from robbing and stealing from us. In Jesus' mighty name. And that, Lord God, that we claim anything he has stolen back sevenfold. We claim this and we believe this. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. A thousand generations falling down to worship. Sing a song of ages to the Lamb. We'll sing the song of ages again and again and again and again. Amen. 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 All right, the title of my sermon is called Operating in God's Parameters. You know what that is? I need to be. A person I watch on TV all the time is Lance Waldow, and he has a big whiteboard up here with markers and erasers. But just think of this. Just think of when you're driving down the road, and you got a white line and you got a yellow line, and you're driving the car, right? You're supposed to stay within the line. That means you're supposed to stay within the white line and the yellow line. You're not supposed to swerve off one side or the other. What happens if you were to swerve off to the right over the white line? What happens? You know, Ollie? You crash. You go into a ditch and you'll crash. And if you swerve over in the yellow line, you know what happens? You'll crash again. You'll hit another car head on and you'll crash. So either way, it's a crash, either left or right. That's why you have to stay within the line. That's the law. And if you drive without outside the line, you can get a ticket. Right? That's kind of like walking with God. You got to stay within God's parameters. You know, I asked God this morning for a word in my office so that I could might be able to have something to share with you from him. And I know mostly a lot of it's for myself. For our situation that we're in. But that word, the first thing that came to my mind, the first thought was the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit. And specifically the word patience. Patience. So if you have your Bibles, if you want to open up to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. I want to read to you the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Let's say these together. Can we say them together? Can we say them together? Can you read that up there? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The law is not against such things. So we try that again. All right, let's try it again. We go back, Joel. All right, ready? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The law is not against such things. You know, my Bible says the law is not against such things. And I thought to myself after reading this, the law, what does that mean that the law is not against such things, right? What does it mean? Now, I might be a little slow and a little thick at times. And it might take me a little bit to understand this. So, like, I have to sometimes do a little research on that. You know, some Bibles actually say against some such things, there is no law. So what is the law, right? What is the law? Well, what's the greatest commandment that God gave us, which is part of the law? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, right? Right? So love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. That is the greatest command. That is the law right there. So if I am operating, right, in the fruits of the Spirit, if I'm operating in the fruits of the Spirit, like love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, self-control, etc., etc., then I am perfectly aligned within God's will. And that I am not restricted, prohibited, or condemned by any divine or moral law. If I am, let me say that again, if I or you are operating in the fruits of the Spirit, then you are not restricted, you are not prohibited, you are not condemned by any divine or moral law, because you are operating within the Spirit, within the law. You are operating within the parameters of God's law. You know, I thought to myself of like going back and forth. Like, here's two lines, and we got to operate in the middle of these two lines. And when you operate in the middle of those two lines, and you're not swerving outside the lines, to the left and the right, as a believer walking in the Spirit, we don't need any external legal constraints that compel us to do good, because we as believers want to do good. Amen? We want to be right there. We are doing good by walking in the Spirit and exercising, and we're actually exercising our freedom within God's parameters. So having patience, walking in patience, is walking in the Spirit, walking in God's parameters for us. I'm saying this because for myself, it's a reminder to me. I need to be walking in the fruits of the Spirit. It's a reminder to me to be walking in the fruits of the Spirit. When God gave me the word in there this morning on patience, that was a reminder to me to walk in His law, walk in His freedom as a believer that He's already given me. And then when I do that, I'll be walking in Him. I'll be one with the Spirit. Because there are times, many times, that I don't want you. In those times I don't want you are the times I need to the most. Well, I heard something this week, I don't know what it was. It was on your Julie's phone. It says that when you don't feel like praying or when it's hard to pray, that is the best time to pray, to force yourself to pray. And what I remember now was a meme that she had. It was a soldier who was dressed in armor with a sword, and he plugged his sword down and put it in the ground, and he knelt down to pray. And oh boy, this week has been a trying week, been a hard week, and we've all had hard weeks. All of us have hard weeks. Not every week is easy. Not every day is easy. Every day it could be trying. It could be trying your patience. Trying everything that we read about the fruits of the Spirit. Trying your gentleness. Trying your self-control. Trying your patience. Trying your goodness. Trying and testing you. Trying your peace of mind. Been a hard week. And Jesus said, oh, what the hell? Give in. I'll give you a piece of my mind. You deserve that. You've worked hard for that. Hold on to this or that. That's your time. Right? That's how we feel at times, don't we? Kind of botched that all up. But that's how we feel. Like, no, this is my time. I deserve this. I've earned that. I worked hard for this. I don't want to give that up, no. That's my time. We've all been there, right? Those are my things. Don't touch them. Keep your hand off my blank. Right? And boy, you just want to go back and respond in the flesh. But when we do that, we are actually operating outside of God's parameters. We are not operating by the fruits of the Spirit. It's easy to operate by the flesh. That's exactly where the devil wants us to go. He wants to get us outside of the parameters or outside the fence, right? Where you're outside of God's protection. You see, when we operate in the fruits of the Spirit, we operate in the parameters that God has established for us, we're actually under His protection. You know, in God, thank God, God is steadfast and strong. God doesn't move. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't move, and He can't move because He's got to be your sure foundation. He's got to be the standard by which everything else exists. By every law that exists, God is the standard. And thank God that we have a God that is so strong that He is immovable. We could not have a God that's a shaking foundation that moves and tosses to and fro, could we? Who's insecure, but we don't. We have a God that is secure, that set the foundation in place from the beginning of creation, who ordered the universe by His law, who set everything in motion perfectly. That's the God we serve, who's perfect in every way, who is strong, who will always be there for you, who will not move. His law will not bend. He cannot bend His law. He cannot break his law. He is not a liar. He is trustworthy and true. That's the God we serve. But when we get outside of God's laws for us, when we jump the fence because we think we'll have more freedom on the other side, then guess what? That's exactly where the devil is. That's exactly where the devil wants you to go. Outside of the parameters of God, so that way he can attack you, so that way he can infest your mind with all of his evilness, wickedness, so that way you can self-destruct. Because now you're out of God's covering. God can't go there. You've got to come back to him. Amen? You know, this morning, first thing I read this morning, and we're going to turn to it now, I'm going to read to you all of it, in 2 Timothy chapter 2. It says, be strong in the grace. You, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, commit to faithful men. Will you be a faithful man? Will you be a faithful woman? God is looking for faithful men and faithful women who will operate in his law and his parameters, where we might think, well, that's constraining. Oh, that's like, oh, we can't do this and that. No, you have more freedom in the parameters of God than we can imagine.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
As a good soldier of Christ Jesus, no one serving as a soldier gets entangled in the concerns of civilian life. He seeks to be the commanding officer. Also, if anyone competes as an athlete, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Right? You can't cheat. Can't take shortcuts. You know? You can't start a marathon at the start, get a picture of you there, hop in the car, wait just before you get to the finish line, jump out of the car, drive the whole marathon, jump out and break a record, make a new world record and cross the line for everybody else. That's cheating. You can't do that. Got to compete according to the rules. The hardworking farmer ought to be the first to get a share of the crops. Consider what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead and descended from David according to my gospel, for which I suffered to the point of being bound like a criminal, but the word of God is not bound? This is why I endure all things. For the elect, so that they also may obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This saying is trustworthy. For if we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Like I said, God is steadfast. He is faithful. He is trustworthy. He is true. Remind them of these things, Paul is charging Timothy, and charge them before God not to fight about words. This is useless and leads to ruin of those who listen. Be diligent to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, correctly teaching the word of truth. Avoid irreverent and empty speech, since those who engage in it will produce even more godlessness. Working outside of God's perimeter, right? That is the effects work of operating in the flesh, or operating in evil, Satan. Why? Because it produces what? More ungodliness. Their teaching will spread like gangrene. Arminius and Festus, we'll call them Festus. Philotas are among them. They have departed from the truth, saying that the resurrection had already taken place and are ruining the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, bearing this inscription: the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who call on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness. Wickedness can be in many forms, and it can start just in the simple, by a simple word in the mind. I deserve that. That's owed to me. Little bitty things like that can spread like gangrene, like Paul was saying, in the body of Christ. Oh, they didn't do that right. He didn't do this right. They said that. He said this. She said that. They did this. They did that. Complaining is a little form of wickedness. Is it rooted in God? No. Does it solve any problems? No. Does it get you anywhere in life? No. All it does is it creates a new bitterness. Bitterness is not of God. There we are, operating again outside the parameters. Where the devil starts putting thoughts in your mind. When you're outside those parameters of God, the devil starts putting thoughts in your mind. You know what worship does for me? It's amazing. When we get up there, we worship. What it does is it gets me focused, in my mind, focused on Christ Jesus, on the cross of Christ Jesus. And everything else is pushed outside. And what I focus on is giving him glory with my tongue, with my breath, with my words, getting my mind in the right place. That's why when we get up there and we worship, we get in the presence of God when we're worshiping like we did today up there. You can sense the feeling of the Holy Spirit upon you. That's the Holy Spirit moving on you. When you feeling a tingling sensation going through your body, you just close your eyes and you start worshiping. Even though you're playing the chords and you're singing the songs, you can still sense the Holy Spirit on you. That's like being under his covering. That's like being in those parameters, giving him glory where he's operating and you're operating. And when you feel that sense, all this nonsense of the world that's in your mind all of a sudden disappears. You don't think of it anymore. Your focus is on him, where it should be. God's solid foundation stands firm. God's solid God's laws stand firm. God's principles stand firm. God's Holy Spirit stands firm and testifies of God's laws. The Lord knows those who are His, it says. And let everyone who calls on the name of the Lord turn away from wickedness. Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also loads of wood and clay, some for honorable use and some for dishonorable. So if anyone purifies himself from anything dishonorable, he will be a special instrument, set apart, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. Flee from youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. It's like pursuing the fruits of the Spirit, right? That's what Paul is telling Timothy. Flee from youthful passions. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. But reject foolish, ignorant disputes, because you know that they breed quarrel. Just like I said earlier, but this isn't my word, this is God's word. This is what Chris says. This is what God says. Reject foolish and ignorant disputes, because they just breed quarrels. The Lord's servant must not quarrel, but must be gentle to everyone, able to teach, and patient, instructing his opponents with gentleness. Perhaps God will grant them repentance. Your opponents. How great would that be for them to repent and come to God? Those who oppose you. Those who fight with you. Those who disagree with your beliefs. Maybe God will grant them repentance, give them an opportunity to turn to Him. Because of your sure foundation, because of your standards, because of your stance in Christ Jesus, maybe they'll see your good deeds and turn to the Lord, or your good works. Maybe they'll see your patience, your gentleness, your meekness, your self-control, your goodness, your love, and turn to the Lord. It says, then they may come to their senses and escape the trap of the devil, who has taken them captive to do his will. That's what happens. Church, when we get outside of God's parameters, we get taken captive by the devil to do his will. And it's definitely not God's. It's not God's will. When we operate outside of God's parameters, we get out from God's protection. Amen? So, Lord, I'm going to quote. So, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that, Lord, you would help us to operate within your parameters, within your lines, within your jurisdiction, within your authority, where true freedom is, Lord God. Help us to glorify you. Help us to operate by the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God. And, Lord, when we get outside those parameters, Lord, draw us in, Lord God. Bring us back into those parameters. Don't let us be deceived by the devil or enter into anything that's not of you, Lord Jesus. I pray, and I pray this, Lord God, over your people today. Pray that you would bless them and that you would keep them, Lord God, and that we would just be in your presence always. Lord God, help us to operate within your presence, within your perfect will for us. And I thank you, Lord God, for your steadfastness, for your laws, and for the standards that you've given to us, Lord God, the moral standard to live by. I thank you for it. I just praise you, Lord Jesus, and we just give you all the praise and honor and glory today. And in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.